Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Royce, and we have an exciting and wonderful guest today, Dr. Jay Pinto of the University of Chicago. You want to get in touch with him, just Google Jay Pinto, P-I-N-T-O, U Chicago, and a younger picture of him comes up, as well as his contact information. Dr. Pinto, before we went to break, we were talking about there's a great discrepancy in how long and how well you live if you can identify none of the five or one of the five, if you will, smells, compared to if you can identify four or five of the smells. Tell us how great a difference it is.
Sure. So we studied this group of people where we measured their sense of smell. These are older people, age 57 and older, living all across America. They were picked using a population strategy, meaning that they're representative of the entire country. And then 5 years later, we went back to visit them again as part of a bigger health study. It's called the National Social Life Health and Aging Project. And of course, some of those people had died, and we were able to determine who had died. So we looked back to see whether their sense of smell at the beginning of the study would predict who was dead 5 years later. And indeed, there was a striking relationship. So to give you an idea, for those people who could get none of those five smells correct, about 40% of them were dead in 5 years, compared to those who could get two or three answers correct. They had a mortality of about 20%. And if you were able to get all right or four or five right, your mortality was only 10%. So there was a huge difference in those who had a poor sense of smell in terms of their odds of death compared to those who had an intact sense of smell.
So almost a fourfold difference in your risk of dying if you could do four or five, and just identifying strong smell coming towards you, these five, you can test it at home: peppermint, leather, rose. Go ahead, tell me the other two.
Sure, it's peppermint, fish, orange, rose, and leather.
And if you can identify all five, then your risk of dying, and this was a group of people who were between 58 and 85 when the study started. It's called the National Social Health and Aging Project. Wonderful study. It talked to us all about what matters to whether you're going to have sex as well, but it was done, it has this smell thing. So once you start to lose smell, so for example, I feel like I've been losing smell my whole life, if you will, and don't smell as well as I did when I was younger, and that's true of men sooner than women, but we lose smell as we age, is that correct?
That's correct. So, many studies in the past have shown that as people get older, their sense of smell declines. And in fact, you're absolutely right. For men, it declines sooner and faster than for women. What that's due to is a number of things. One could be sort of natural aging, sort of slowly the cells of the olfactory system start to sort of not be able to repair themselves, not to function as well. One thing that's going for us for our sense of smell is there are stem cells in the roof of the nose, and they can regenerate and they can actually replenish your olfactory nerve. So one reason why this process might decline with age, and then that would be why your sense of smell would decline. And another reason is, we're breathing in things. The sense of smell is designed to be able for you to detect chemicals in the environment as a warning system. But on the same token, that olfactory nerve, like I mentioned earlier, is hanging out in the roof of your nose. So every time you breathe in, what you breathe in is getting up to that olfactory nerve. And
so what can we do to improve smell if we started to lose it? Is there a diet? Or is it just increasing our stem cells by blocking stress? Or what is it?
Right. So right now we have no good strategies for improving our sense of smell. The only hint of help that has been suggested is that there have been a few small studies which have looked at trying to use your sense of smell more to stimulate it, to sort of reconnect those neurons to maybe re-stimulate these stem cells to sort of get the system to work better. And so, we don't know how that works, and we don't know if that really works well on a large scale, but these small studies have suggested for people who start to lose their smell, really using your sense of smell more, you know, maybe smelling spices in the cabinet or really trying to use your sense of smell will keep those connections to your brain a little stronger. Of course, you can think of your sense of smell as part of your brain. It is part of your brain. It's part of your brain that's inside your nose. And so things that are good for your brain are also probably good for your sense of smell. So good exercise, better blood flow to the brain, things that reduce heart disease, reduce cardiovascular disease, carotid disease, so blockage of your carotid arteries. Those things are likely to improve your brain function and in the same token, keep your sense of smell healthy.
We should reiterate one thing you said earlier, which was that this nerve is direct. So this is through what we call the cribriform plate, as I remember it. In comes through into your nose, the naked nerve endings, if you will, from the olfactory nerve, are in your brain and are in your nose and in your brain and connect directly to your brain. So anything you can do to improve your brain should improve these. And we're going to talk in the second hour about a diet that has been shown to improve the mind, as well as we'll talk about exercise and blocking stress. But those are the main things. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, one thing I wanted to tell you and tell the audience is that your perception of your sense of smell is not as accurate as a measure, as an objective measure of sense of smell. So people say, well, and even the caller we were talking about earlier said, well, I have a poor sense of smell. Part of what we perceive as our sense of smell are things like blockage, are things like airflow, are other physical properties of your nose that sometimes people perceive as smell. But many times people who say I have a poor sense of smell, and believe me, I've talked to a lot of people after this study's been published, if you test them, their sense of smell is actually quite good. And so you have to take this result with a grain of salt. It's one of many things that put you at risk, but it's one thing that I want physicians, I want patients to recognize, that thinking about people's sense of smell is important. And it's important.
Now, can people do this test? Can people do these tests at home, or do they really need to go to someone who's got these five sticks and test it?
So there is a clinical test that is analogous to these tests. It's a little different. It's another kind of scratch and sniff smell test. It's called the University of Pennsylvania Smell Identification Test, or UPSIT. And that is a test that can be obtained in a doctor's office, typically an ear, nose, and throat doctor or a neurologist. And they can do this test and tell you what your risk is.
Well, we've been talking with Jay Pinto, P-I-N-T-O, University of Chicago. Google Jay Pinto, University of Chicago, to get an expert opinion from him, or to see him and meet with him. A nose specialist there, ear, nose, and throat, a wonderful doctor. Thanks very much. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual.
Happy Family solution for picky eaters? Happy Tot Love My Veggies pouches. Each pouch contains one full serving of nutritious organic veggies and delivers essential nutrients to help nourish growing toddlers' minds and bodies. Get peace of mind knowing your children are getting a full serving of vegetables in three delicious flavor combinations. Love My Veggies pouches are available exclusively at Target. For more info, visit HappyFamilyBrands.com.
Her Radio with Michelle King Robeson.
I'm going to be totally honest, because that's all I know how to do, and my life is an open book anyway. Give me a tip to develop a deeper connection with myself, right? That's what I'm struggling with.
The short answer is to do less in general and make it more meaningful.
And Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
My friend and colleague, Dr. Regina Benjamin, who's the 18th Surgeon General of the United States.
Thank you for having me, and thank you both for what you do to get the health message and public health messages out there.
The naked truth about women.
Michelle, what comes to your mind?
Friendships.
Oh, okay.
Healthy women cultivating friendships. I mean,
we bond.
Right, exactly.
We bond like there's no tomorrow, and it's so healthy, and there's so much scientific research.
Listen live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.